four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. No sense.
Okay. Get that out of the way first. Forget about that. Reliable recorders.
It's invaluable to have those devices now, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. Yeah. Yes. You see, this started in the 30s, and transportation is not very difficult. But the interviewer had to take time to record everything that was said and put it in transcription. It must have been very
goodness. It must have been hard. Cumbersome thing.
I'd like to. You mentioned the land. I'd like to ask you some questions about the land. You mentioned the prairie, and would you just run down some of these terms, prairie and gumbo and buckshot, and the difference between, well, what I understand is called white land and black land, and meadow, swamp, marsh, bottom, all of those
terms, you mean?
Yes.
I never did actually, was never actually actively engaged in farming. As I said, my forebears all over. My father died when I was 9, and we remained in the country, but the exposure was not there in regard to the actual farming. But I did hear the term. He would have certain sections of his land that were gumbo land in this, in the Black Belt, which was land that was very difficult to cultivate, as I understood it. It would go very cohesive, and in rainy weather would stick together a good bit. And we had now what was called post oak land. Now, post oak land was poor land. It lost a good bit of its fertility, and logically would only grow that scrub oak, which was used for, and of course a post oak is a variety of oak. And post oak land, if you bought land or you had a section of post oak land, it was it was poor land. And it frequently was the gray land that you alluded to, the land where a great deal of the substance had gone out of the soil, so to speak. And that outcropping of lime, which is a substratum of this particular section through here, would be coming out.
Do you remember that being called white land versus black land?
I don't remember white land. I remember the reference to his buckshot or gumbo land, and I especially remember that they would pay less for post oak land, and as they assigned the various sections to the Negroes would like that. There was a deep soil, the black soil closer to streams or what have you. And they'd shy away from what was called post oak.
I see.
So, of course, you could have an entire farm and not have any post oak land on it, but you would have a post oak section. And
apparently the same holds true of this buckshot.
Yes, I guess so. I was talking to one of the white tenants on one of our farms the other day, and he was saying that how he, what a time he had with the poor land, and you know that he convinced my father to assign him another block of that land.
Oh, I see.
And he referred to the post oak.
Oh, I see.
And so that I mainly am aware of that differentiation in the land.
How about